Well, I went to an ice cream party to see what I could eat. But all I found was lots of fun with Olivia and me.
This is Olivia. Welcome back to Olivia's Ice Cream Party. I am so glad to have you here. Today we are having another debate. Today I have my grandparents here. It's their last day in Knoxville. And we have Mama who's voting for Mayo.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Liv.
And Pappy, who is voting for ketchup.
That's correct.
And, of course, we have our editor, Dad, here to judge. And I'm going to flip a coin to see who goes first. But first, I'm going to tell you the rounds. First, we have Speech of Greatness, which is just a couple of facts about his or her side. And round two is Speed Round, where you have only 20 seconds to put some facts in there. And round three, mystery round, which is weird. And that's just where I make up something and they have to put some kind of thing, like kind of like if you have ice cream and you want to put syrup on it, that's what they have to do.
Creation.
Yes. And then round five is final five, which is where you only have five words. And of course, if it's a tie and that's what Dad chooses, it will be sudden death. So I am going to flip. Is this a dime? Why did I pick up a dime? I'm gonna flip a dime. All right. Oh, we need, who calls heads?
Mama.
Heads.
And you want tails. All right, here we go. Who's gonna go first? See, it's heads. All right, so do your speech of greatness and take it away, Mama.
Okay, I'm a little nervous. I've never been interviewed, so.
You have been interviewed. Remember
well,
that
not
time?
In a debate.
Oh, right, true. But well, you guys do fight a lot of things.
I better get going or my time may run out.
True.
Okay. Well, I don't know how can there even be a debate about mayonnaise and ketchup because mayonnaise is the winner. But here is what I know about mayonnaise. It's used around the world. Everyone uses mayonnaise. But it started in Spain and France. That's where they invented it.
Ooh,
in
that's
Spain,
a fact.
In Spain, it was called aioli. And then when they took it to France, it became mayonnaise because of the port of Mahon, M-A-H-O-N. That's where the Spanish people brought it over. And then they renamed it mayonnaise because of that port where they brought it into. Ooh. So that's how it got its name.
That's a really good fact.
Thanks. And as you know, all good chefs are from France originally. And if they use mayonnaise, it's got to be good, right? Here's another good fact. All the royal families, that's why they started making it, is because the royal families there in France liked the mayonnaise, so they kept asking for it. So you know it's got to be good if the royals ask for it. It's got to be special. So that's the facts I know about mayonnaise. Other than that, I just know it's good and it's used on a lot of things and in a lot of recipes. Have you ever seen a cookbook without mayonnaise in it somewhere? No. Thank you very much.
Okay, that was really good. What did you think?
It was good. They had some good points.
All right, Pappy, take it away with your facts about ketchup.
First of all, I would like to say I am honored to be asked to participate in this debate. I feel a little bit sorry for my esteemed opponent who has led a sheltered life with respect to condiments and has had to pick a weaker condiment to try to make a point with. But nevertheless, I shall carry on, but my job is easy. Ketchup was first invented in 1812. The Americans were so excited that they won the war that they didn't have anything else to do. So they went into their kitchen and thought, what should we do with these tomatoes? And they decided to make ketchup at that point. And this is tomato ketchup. There's all kinds of ketchup that have been around for a long time before that. Even way back into China and stuff when they used things like anchovies. But this is tomato ketchup. It really caught on during the 1800s, and surprisingly enough, Heinz Company made more ketchup than anybody else. Heinz Company you might not know, is located in Pittsburgh. That's also where the Steelers are located. And when the Pittsburgh Steelers get in the red zone, they fill the red zone with Heinz ketchup.
Just pause for a second, please. He is from Pittsburgh, and we really like that team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is why he made that fact, okay?
Thank you for filling that in. Ketchup has taken off. It is as American as hot dogs, baseball, and apple pie. It's red. It's got the color of passion, the color of fire. So not only does it add taste, as a condiment should, it adds aesthetics to your meal, okay? That's very, very important these days in the culinary arts. 97% of the ketchup in America is made by Heinz. There's about, in 4 tablespoons of ketchup, that's about the equivalent of having a full tomato involved. And there is enough ketchup made in every year in the United States for each person to use 3 bottles of ketchup. It's a great condiment, and there really isn't another one that can stand up to it.
I bet that the part of where he mentioned Pittsburgh Steelers is probably Dad's favorite point. Am I correct?
I don't want to divulge my secrets. I have to make my score.
Okay. All right.
Man, my determination. We're ready to move to the next round.
Bing! All right, so the next round is speed round. I'm going to each give you 20 seconds to try to fit a couple more facts into 20 seconds, okay? All right, and since Mom all started last time, Pappy, you're going this time, all right? All right, so 3, 2, 1, go.
Ketchup is everything you wanted in a condiment. Taste. Color, red, fire, passion, Steelers, hot dogs, American, apple pie, Chevrolets, baseball, hamburgers.
That's it.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, Mama, are you good? You look a little nervous.
20 seconds? Okay. Just short of 20 seconds.
All right. Here we go. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, go.
Mayo is creamy. Tasty. It's made with eggs, which are good, and the fat in it. It does have fat in it, but it's good fat. Everybody needs a little fat in their diet. So it's the best thing is so versatile. You can use it in sauces, cakes, salads, casseroles.
You can even put it in tomato pie.
Yeah.
It's in tomato pie. All right, so that's the speed round. Of course, it's super quick because it's pretty much only 40 seconds. So, moving on to mystery round.
Ooh.
Thank you for doing that ghostly thing for me. The thing is, your mystery thing is where? Where is mayonnaise or ketchup best? What should it be on? Where are you? Where are you placing it? What is it in? All kinds.
Just one thing or everything?
So, like, for example, if I was mustard, I might say that I like mustard on a hot dog in a stadium.
Okay.
Even though I don't like hot dogs or mustard or going to huge giant stadiums during pandemic.
Okay. And I'm going first this time?
Yes, you're going first.
Okay. I think mayonnaise is best used on sandwiches myself, which includes burgers. That's a sandwich.
Yes. But
That's my favorite place to have mayonnaise is a sandwich. But there are lots of other things. You want me to tell you those too?
What I was meaning was, like, when I said, you know how I said, like, mustard on...
Oh, a place?
On, yeah, a place. An actual place, not just what it's on.
What's the ideal sandwich, and where are you eating it, and what's okay. the weather like, and those things?
The weather doesn't matter.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Unless you want it to be raining on your mayonnaise,
well,
which is the worst thing ever.
I think it has to be my house, because I eat a sandwich every day for lunch during the week. And I always put mayonnaise on my sandwiches. So it's my own kitchen. That's my answer.
All right, Cappy, can you explain the goodness ketchup in place on a sandwich or whatever it is?
How could you have a hot dog without ketchup? I can't even conceive it. So you get a juicy hot dog with ketchup up and down both sides of it in a nice warm toasted bun. How could you have baseball without a hot dog? So now you've got a baseball, hot dog, and ketchup all together at the same time. It's a sunny day, it's a summer. If you're in a closed stadium, the roof is open, the sun is shining, it is beautiful out. So you got the blue sky and you've got the red ketchup offsetting the blue color of the sky. Your taste buds and your mind is just exploding with colors and flavor.
Okay, so please can I just make a point real quick? The scorecard that Dad is holding is orange, not red and not white.
Okay, so he's...
So it's more like ketchup?
Because when you add...
It's more like ketchup?
No, because if you've ever seen, Heinz does make ketchup. It also makes mayo.
Yeah, that was one of their mistakes.
Am I okay to score the round at this point?
A thing where they have ketchup and mayo, so. Yes, you can make your point. Wait, did you make your point for, speed round?
I did. All right. It's a very close race so far.
We are now going to the final segment. 5 words for each of you. And I know Mama looks very scared right now. Pappy looks confident. Pappy, you have 5 words, and they actually have to be 5 words.
Thank you, Olivia. I'm looking forward to this moment, and it will be easy for me to sum up the benefits of ketchup in 5 words. Here we go. Taste, color, viscosity, America, hamburgers.
Pretty good.
All right, Mama, you good?
I'm ready to go.
Because mayonnaise is the color of your hair.
It sure is. I like white, so it's working out well for me. Mayo, the queen of condiments. That's all I need to say.
Ooh. Here we go. Dad, make your final decision. Ooh, don't look at the scorecard. Even Tappy, even though you really, really like this scorecard.
I've tabulated the scores.
All right, here we go. All right, so on the count of three, I'm going to count to three, and you're just going to yell out the answer, okay? 1, 2, 3.
It's a tie!
Oh, that's
what I was dreading.
So we have, there's no such thing as ties on Olivia's ice cream party.
Okay.
So we are going to have a sudden death round.
What do we have to do?
So, I thought up a super good one. The sudden death round is, drum roll please, commercial. You have to do a full out commercial with your voice. You can do like a deep low voice or a tiny high voice or just a normal voice and just try to make a short, catchy commercial for your condiments.
Okay.
All right, Dad. Good?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a bit of time to think. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I can come up with something.
Pappy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Just so you know, Mama, you say you can come up with something even though you're first.
I'm first?
Remember, Peppy was
first. Okay, all right, you ready for me to go?
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Mayonnaise. Just think of that word. It just flows off your tongue. It's easy to say, and it makes it sound good. But listen to this. Pretend you're at a picnic. You've just taken out your sandwich. You open it up. Oh, the disappointment. Somebody forgot to put the mayonnaise on the sandwich.
Come on!
What will happen now? Oh, look. Aunt B just showed up with a jar of mayonnaise.
Yes!
She saved the day. The mayonnaise has arrived. The picnic is saved. Yay for mayonnaise.
What did they put on the sandwich instead of mayonnaise?
Ketchup.
It was nothing.
Ketchup.
It was dry.
Oh.
And it made it better.
Then.
Put ketchup on it.
You have your own commercials, dude. Don't interrupt her commercial. All right, your turn.
Negative point for you.
Yeah, think about that. You can't interrupt each other. All right, Happy, your turn.
Ketchup, which some people call a tomato smoothie, is the best. It's just everything you wanted in a tomato, only it's in a bottle for you. The excitement that you get as it pours out of the bottle at 0.028 feet per second, slower than a snail crawls, but the enjoyment that you get is well worth the excitement and anticipation of having it come out of the bottle and end up on your sandwich, your hot dog, your hamburger, condiments in many other ways. Everything you wanted, a tomato in a bottle, that's ketchup.
All right.
All right, it's over.
Dad, you have a point in your head.
I do. I think I have a winner.
All right. All right, we need everyone to drum, okay? 3, 2, 1,
drum. I'd like to write it on a piece of paper and I'll let you announce it.
Oh, wait, I get to announce it? Oh, that's even better.
Now, don't show anyone. It's circled at the bottom here for you.
I'm going to go into the kitchen to do this.
No, you can do it right here.
I just peek this. All right, so the winner, after sudden death, going through everything, one of you will be disappointed. Drum roll, please.
The queen reigns again.
I am so disappointed.
Thank you, Liv, and I know you like mayonnaise, so I bet you're happy for me.
Wow. I'm also happy for my brother because he doesn't like ketchup.
This has been great fun, and I am so excited to have participated in this debate.
Now, you guys
Thank you for your invitation.
You guys both have to say something nice about each other's condiments since this whole thing has been a debate. Need some nice here.
I do like ketchup on certain foods, so it is good on a few things, but just not as many as mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, at least it's not anchovies.
Was that nice, Liv?
Well, anchovies are gross.
They are.
So I have to agree with him.
Okay. Thank you, Liv, for having us.
All right.
It was a good debate.
I'm thrilled.
Even though you lost?
Yes.
He doesn't look very thrilled, but...
Okay. We're going to end this up before these two start fighting again. Because I want another debate, and that's all the time we have right now. Because I really just want to kind of get a bit nicer to each other.
Oh, we'll try.
So, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for watching. I mean, listening. And I hope that you have enjoyed this episode.
I did for a little bit.
And if you would like to be on an episode, please text my dad or mom, and maybe we can get you in. Bye.
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 Well, I went to an ice cream party to see what I could eat. All I found was lots of fun with Olivia and me.